This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The great and the good of Europe's hospitality sectors are going to be meeting in Ireland today in Cork to discuss the impact of the increase in costs of oil and the legacy of the geopolitical uncertainty created by the US and Israeli attacks on Iran. Paul Gallagher is CEO of the Irish Hotels Federation. Paul, is this one of those things where it could go either way? Because presumably if there's a big global upheaval in the tourism sector, we might be net beneficiaries of that as much as be on a downside from it.
Possibly. We're very reliant, though, on overseas international visitors. And whilst the domestic market, provide very strong revenues to the sector, we couldn't possibly replace overseas visitors just with domestic market. And of course, we have a cost of living crisis here in Ireland as well. So consumers in Ireland are already finding, it's hard to make ends meet at times. And
But there's no chance that, for instance, British tourists, European tourists, American tourists who might otherwise have gone to the Middle East or through the Middle East might have to look and say, well, maybe Ireland looks not bad.
Yeah, they will. And although we would have probably lost about 400 million revenue from the Middle East to Ireland, so we have good connectivity, the uncertainty and the geopolitical situation has disrupted a lot of that supply via air access. So, yeah, we could get other European markets here to travel in numbers. But of course, if we don't have aviation fuel, aircraft won't be going anywhere. And you hear from Michael O'Leary that they are only guaranteed their supplies until the middle of May, and that's only about 3 weeks away. Aer Lingus are taking 240 flights off the schedule for maintenance. And so, if you can't buy your fuel where you land, you won't be setting off in the first place. So that is all, very worrying for this sector particularly.
What about costs generally? Because you are no more immune from rising energy costs than anybody else. So is that going to be causing you problems?
Yeah, it is. I mean, every input into a hotel has to get delivered. So, if suppliers are putting on fuel surcharges on deliveries, hotels have to pay it. We're very high energy users. So hotels typically, it's our second most costly expense on our profit and loss. Minister Dara O'Brien gave an indication that we could see a 9% increase in energy costs. So that would affect hotels as well. So whilst we can absorb some cost, it isn't sustainable long term to keep absorbing. If a business isn't profitable, there's no point in being a business.
And setting aside then the acute impact of the conflict in the Middle East, what's your view on how the Irish hotels and hospitality sector is performing at base level?
At the moment, it's kind of a flat year. Hoteliers haven't really seen any pickup. Easter was particularly difficult, but our weather hasn't been particularly good in Ireland until about this week. So, there's been a lot of outbound visitors leaving to go to sunnier climes. So far, hotels are saying that their forward bookings are quite good. It's the pace of which they're getting new bookings is the concern. That slowed down considerably. So when that slows down, you notice now occupancy into the future isn't growing at a rate that you would have a lot of comfort around. So hoteliers are a little worried, particularly around the third quarter of this year as we come into September and October.
Paul, thank you very much. That's Paul Gallagher, CEO of the Irish Hotels Federation.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.